Bedtime Bites presents The Witch Who Lost Her Hat on Halloween Night. Orion was a young witch with bright purple hair and a constellation of freckles across her nose. She lived in a cozy cottage at the edge of the Whispering Woods, where the trees always seemed to be sharing secrets. Every Halloween, Orion would fly through the night sky on her trusty broomstick, delivering candy to all the children in the nearby village. This Halloween was extra special because Orion had just received her very first witch's hat from her grandmother. It was a magnificent hat, as black as midnight, with twinkling stars that danced around the brim. Orion couldn't wait to wear it on her candy delivery flight. As the sun began to set, Orion put on her new hat, grabbed her sack of sweets, and hopped onto her broomstick. "Ready, Whiskers?" she asked her cat, who always rode along in the front basket. Whiskers meowed in response, and off they zoomed into the crisp autumn air. Orion giggled with delight as she soared over the treetops, leaves of red and gold swirling in her wake. She delivered candy to the werewolf twins on Moonstone Lane, the vampire family on Batswing Boulevard, and even the grumpy old ghost who haunted the abandoned lighthouse. Just as she was about to visit her last stop, the goblin orphanage on Toadstool Terrace, a gust of wind whooshed past, lifting Orion's beautiful new hat right off her head. "Oh no," Orion cried, watching her hat tumble through the air. She tried to catch it, but it was too late. The hat disappeared into the dark forest below. Orion was heartbroken. How could she finish her candy deliveries without her witch's hat? It just wouldn't be the same. But she knew the goblin children were counting on her, so she bravely continued on her way. When she arrived at the orphanage, the little goblins cheered and danced around her broomstick. But their smiles faded when they noticed Orion's sad face. "What's wrong, Miss Orion?" asked Grug, the youngest goblin. Orion explained about her lost hat, and soon all the goblins were offering to help her search. "But what about your candy?" Orion asked, surprised. "Finding your hat is more important," declared Grug, and all the other goblins nodded in agreement. So, Orion and the goblins set off into the Whispering Woods, armed with lanterns and determination. They searched high and low, behind every tree and under every bush. The forest was full of strange Halloween sounds, hooting owls, cackling crows, and the occasional howl of a distant werewolf. Just when they were about to give up hope, Whiskers suddenly perked up his ears and darted off into the darkness. "Follow that cat!" shouted Orion, and everyone raced after Whiskers. They found the clever cat sitting proudly next to a giant pumpkin, and there, perched atop the orange globe, was Orion's hat. But as they got closer, they realized the pumpkin wasn't a pumpkin at all. It was the head of a sleeping pumpkin giant. Orion gulped. How could they get the hat without waking the giant? That's when Grug had an idea. He whispered his plan to Orion, who nodded enthusiastically. The little goblins formed a wobbly goblin tower, with Grug at the very top. Orion gently lifted him onto her broomstick, and they inched closer to the giant's head. Holding his breath, Grug reached out and got the hat. Just then, the giant let out an enormous snore, sending a gust of wind that toppled the goblin tower and sent Orion and Grug tumbling through the air. Luckily, they landed softly in a pile of leaves, Orion's hat clutched tightly in Grug's hands. Everyone cheered quietly as they snuck away from the sleeping giant. Back at the orphanage, Orion shared her candy with all the helpful goblins, and they had a wonderful Halloween party. As the night grew late, Orion bid farewell to her new friends. She placed her hat,